Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Lloyd Langford, who joined us remotely, and Barry, as always, is producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week... With a flip, a flop, the flippy to the floppy, the flip, a flop, and you don't stop a rock until you've shagged. 126 pairs of flip-flops, apparently. Yes, man arrested for shagging 126 pairs of flip-flops. It's a sandal scandal and we've got the scoop. Lloyd Langford releases new single In Time for Christmas. Forget about the virus with Citrus Cyrus. We call top TV chef Cyrus Toddywaller, OBE, to ask him a question about lemons that will blow your mind. If life gives you lemons, Lloyd Langford shows us what he does when life, or a greengrocer, gives him lemons. And fly me to the moon and let me dream amongst the stars. Rod puts Sean and Lloyd through a fly quiz when two flies are caught shagging. Fly style. Those were the headlines. Right, okay, before we get Lloyd Langford, special guest this week on it is time for the social media. What have our listeners got to say this week?
Well, we've had more emails.
Right, let's assume the social media response was rubbish. And go straight to our new email facility, for which I have very high hopes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready for this?
I'm ready, yeah.
Hi, I'm Keith, 41.
God. Jesus. Somebody, listen, this is Keith, this isn't a dating.
It is, it's a blind date. I'm Keith, 41.
Okay.
From Chesterfield.
Right.
Firstly, love the show, in brackets, not sarcastically.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, Rod... That.
Yeah.
You are the best person on the show.
Keith, you, my boy.
You changed your tune.
Well, listen, I knew as soon as he said his name, we were from Chesterfield, I knew he was going to be on the money. Well done, Keith.
As soon as he said he was 41, that's your group, isn't it?
That's Chesterfield, your audience. The spire in Chesterfield may be crooked, but Keith is straight as an arrow.
Sean's laugh is brilliant. Right, thank you very much. Barry is cool, but mental. Brackets. Never got that from his mum. That is sarcastic, if you didn't notice.
Yes. Barry's mum's got a feature where she's obsessed with her cuddly monkeys. It's called Apes of Froth. She's a character.
Yes.
Know what that means.
And thirdly, even though it's not thirdly, it's fourthly, surely.
Right.
And thirdly, I once had a poo so big, I blocked the loo in a hotel in Weston-super-Mare. Right? Hang on, it goes on.
God, it really has improved. The email facility... really has improved the quality.
Really enhanced the show, I think.
Did we not say last week? We had one email. We launched the email facility for Series 2. We had one email, and it was about, if I remember rightly...
I don't remember.
Well, I'll remind you now. was about somebody who had shat himself and thrown up into a sink at the same time and called it an Aunt Anne death.
Which is great.
Which did amuse us. But then we said, look, can we at least try and have some humours that aren't about poo? Be honest with me, and I'm going to only ask you this once. Is that the only email we've got this week?
No, we've had a few others, but they're all about poo.
All of them?
Yeah.
Every email is about poo?
Yeah. Yeah. To be fair...
So Keith says, Rod's the best, Sean's got a good laugh, Barry's a character, and he had a poo so big, what?
He blocked the toilet in a hotel in Western Supermarket.
Thanks for that, Keith.
Hang on, I haven't elaborated
Thanks
on the
for
Western
that, Keith. Oh, there's more.
Oh, there's loads more. Listen to this. The blockage was so bad...
There's more.
Hang on, the blockage was so bad, it wipes out all of the loos. So he's in the present tense now. We're there with him in Western Zoom.
He's
Zoomer.
A storytelling genius, isn't he? He knows how to bring it to life.
On the second floor of the hotel.
Okay, I can picture it.
Right?
Yeah.
A team of drainage people had to be called to the premises. Long story short.
Long. It's not a long story short.
It is long. It goes on for loads
Keith,
more.
This is no story. Somehow... Email to us for no reason. This isn't a long story short. There is no story. You had a shit. It blocked the toilet.
No, wait. It gets much funnier. Hang on. Long story short, they had to put some kind of air pump to force the blockage from the pipes by a release valve on the side outside the hotel, right? And this is brilliant.
Oh, Keith.
What's this for creativity, right? And my massive torpedo fired out and hit the adjoining wall.
No, it...
Listen to this. Listen to this.
No, it didn't,
Followed
Keith.
By... Darling, listen to this. Followed by the paperwork. Not sure what he... What does he... What does that mean? The paperwork. And listen to this.
Wait, does he mean... Wait a minute. Does he... So he had a poo in a toilet in Western Supermarket. It blocked the loo. Next thing he knows, there's a team outside with pumps and lorries.
Drainage experts. Right.
And they blow it back into the hotel.
With some kind of valve. Right. With air.
They blow it back. It comes out of his back out of his toilet, into his room.
Torpedoes against an adjoining wall.
Do you think maybe they went... maybe the team of people had been called out to deal with this. Thought, I'm not going back in that room. We'll put the paperwork in the pump and just set fire it into his room. From you. Do you think they can
you
sign it and send it back? sign it and flush it back down the loo for us. God,
listen to this. It's so
Keith.
Hang on.
Keith.
My massive torpedo.
Can I just check? You know when you said Keith 41 from
Yeah.
Where was it?
Chesterfield.
did it say single after that?
Not for much longer. Listen to this. My massive torpedo fired out, hit the adjoining wall, followed by the paperwork, and followed by a massive rat.
Oh, now it's like the conveyor belt on the Generation Game now.
So hang on.
What's next, a food processor?
So when they blew
Come
that
on,
out,
Keith.
A huge rat came out as no, well. I mean, I
don't believe
it. It all exploded
story.
On impact and went all over the hotel manager's car.
What, in his room? It's in his room,
I think it's
ago.
At the side of the hotel.
What's the hotel manager's car doing in your room, Kim?
In my defence, I don't remember passing... In my defence, I don't remember passing the rat. Kind regards, Keith.
I tell you what.
Fair play.
The email... facility has really helped, hasn't it, with the quality of correspondence. And then our special guest this week, let's get on our special guest this week. We've seen him before. There he is. We can see him now on Zoom. There he is, hoving into view in lockdown, all the way from Melbourne, Australia, weighing in at 13 approximate stone feet. Size
what?
Massive feet. What size feet are you, Lloyd?
12 and a half. I've grown a half.
12 and a half. You've grown a half?
What, in Australia?
What, your feet have grown on lockdown, Lloyd?
I don't know. It might be to do with being in a different hemisphere. I'm not quite sure how it works scientifically.
I think, you know, when you fly over, your feet swell up on the plane. How long have you been there now?
I wish I'd invested in a pair of flight socks.
How long have you been in Australia now?
Since February.
So about 7 months?
They should have gone down.
Or maybe they were even bigger when he arrived.
They should definitely have settled down.
It's water that goes the other way in Australia, isn't it? Not beach size. It doesn't go up.
Yeah, water swirls down the bath a different way, doesn't it, in Australia? Is that true, Lloyd?
Water doesn't swirl down my bath because my feet block the plug off.
Okay, do you want the news then?
Oh, yes,
please.
The
big news this week, Lloyd.
We don't have it here.
Right, well, we don't have this kind of news, I'll tell you that. Forget the serious depressing news cycle. This is the Froth Podcast, this week's main story. How do you feel about flip-flops, Sean?
I love them.
How do you feel about them, Lloyd?
Well, with his feet?
I don't trust them.
Actually, that's a good point. What with your new feet? Can you even wear flip-flops?
No, do you have to wear like a display model that they put up in shops?
My feet, they spill over the edge, you know, like sort of like a muffin top, but for feet.
They must do in flip-flops. Your massive feet now. They must just sort of bulge out the side like uncooked bread. Like,
I wasn't planning on being in Australia for this amount of time, so I didn't actually bring my flip-flops.
Oh, you can buy some. Lloyd, you can buy some for like £2.
Oh, yeah.
$2, mate. You're fat.
Crisis
averted. Your thongs.
They call them thongs, don't they?
They do call them thongs. I bet you've had some fun with that.
No.
Why don't you buy a... So you've been in Australia 7 months. You forgot... You didn't take your flip-flops with you because you didn't think you were going to stay there on lockdown this long. Yeah. Now, surely you can buy a pair of flip-flops while you're out there, Lloyd.
Mate, the weather at the moment is very inclement, despite the fact that we're going into spring. It was snowing today in parts of Victoria.
Was it?
Was it?
Yeah, definitely not flip-flop or thong weather.
Bloody hell.
And I'm using both meanings of the word thong.
What do Australians call thongs?
Oh,
As in...
You mean the pants?
Yeah, as in... Yeah, stringy pants.
This is probably something crude, like arse splitters or something, I don't know.
You're really getting into it, Australia, aren't you? You enjoyed yourself. Anyway, on with the news. Man with shoe fetish stole 126 flip-flops so he could have sex with them.
What?
I know.
You curious?
A flip-flop is all sort of gap, isn't it? Not to get too crude. It's pretty much...
Not to get too
crude. You may as well try and fuck the wind.
Lloyd, that sounds like a brilliant ballad that you should definitely release.
What,
fuck the wind. You might as well fuck... You might as well, brackets, fuck the wind.
No,
I mean, where...
They've got like... Why, what shoe would you fuck then if you had to?
Oh, this is weird.
Oh, like a moccasin or something.
A moccasin's a good one.
Yeah. That is actually a brilliant one.
That is a good one.
That's a great one.
That is a good one.
Or an
one,
egg,
actually.
Maybe, as I'm in Australia.
An egg?
An egg.
Oh, an egg. Or an egg boot.
Yeah, it's too warm.
It is. That was foolish.
That would be a bit foolish,
is
I think.
It too hot to put your...
Yeah. You'd want a, like a nice, you know...
Well, I guess it's different for you.
You'd want a, like a silky shoe.
Yeah, well, you're not going to...
Ballet pump.
Shove an egg in there, are you?
What?
Well, we were talking from a male point of view, I think.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, I'm not male.
Doing it with casual sex with a moccasin or an egg.
Maybe for a woman, then, I don't know, like a winkle picker or something.
Nah.
Something with a...
Nah.
Stiletto?
With a tapered end.
No, you want something bulbous.
A welly?
Oh, Dr. Martin?
Yeah, a welly. Thanks, Barry.
A welly?
Barry is on the wavelength of women.
Yeah.
That's right, sisters.
Welly?
Yeah.
How is he utilising these flip-flops then?
Never mind that. I was going to have sex with a welly. That's what I want to know. We've got three. I'm going to go, actually, hold the fort.
Yeah, not with my
granddad.
Don't
go and get some wellies.
That's weird. He's going to get some wellies now.
God, Series 2 is taking a turn for the blue.
No, that's mine. Yeah,
Rod's just placed a welly on the table.
Yeah.
What, you wanted to do it with somebody else's welly?
Yeah, spice it up a bit.
What, is it weird doing it with your own welly, is it?
Yeah.
It's just masturbation.
I'm not a loser.
So Lloyd would have sex with a moccasin, Sean a welly.
What about you, Kenny?
Casual sex, definitely a moccasin.
You wouldn't call it afterwards?
If it was a relationship.
You wouldn't hold him?
If it was a relationship, I don't know.
No?
Yeah. I'll have to rethink that. I don't mind an egg boot.
Hey, you're using all my choices.
Well, I'm not doing the same boot. Okay, Lloyd, would you finish? Pass me the...
Two blokes, one boot.
God,
two blokes, one egg.
What a weird film.
To be fair, the original film's quite weird.
Yeah, that's true.
Two girls, one cup. Two blokes, one egg. I'd watch that on lockdown. They're not making much anymore on TV.
What?
Are they? No, sorry, I mean, imagine we'd have a low budget.
How much is an egg boot?
They're quite expensive.
But what if it's difficult just one?
I've got some egg boots here.
Go and get them.
Have you?
All right. Yeah, wait a sec. They're just in my cupboard.
What are they? In your pants and your trousers?
Hang on. Lloyd's gone to his cupboard.
Lloyd's gone in his egg cupboard.
We can see.
Here he comes. He's gone to his shoe cupboard. Oh, there we go.
Let's have a look.
Oh, I can see. Yeah, they do look a bit warm. It does look a bit warm in there.
Yes, snug, I would describe it as.
Yeah.
Lloyd, are they yours?
Yes, Anne bought them for me for my birthday.
Although, look at that. It's quite sexy in there. Well, he's just giving us a flash of his inside his Ugg boot. It was quite... Ooh.
It was a bit, wasn't it?
I'm feeling it a bit. Now then, Thirapat Klaya, that's his name.
What?
24. He's from Thailand. Thirapat Klaya, 24, was arrested after dozens of complaints from neighbours whose shoes had gone missing. Thirapat Klaya, that's the man if you remember, 24, has a fetish for flip-flops and was found with a staggering 126 pairs.
Wow.
Oh.
126 pairs that he had pinched from locals in Nonthaburi, central Thailand, police said. Officers identified Klaya. How do you think they identified him?
Because he had his knob in a flip-flop.
Did his house look like a bouncy castle?
He what?
Did his house look like a bouncy castle? And there were like loads of discarded flip-flops everywhere.
He thought, this man's either got a bouncy castle or
a bowling alley.
A flip-flop fetish. Officers identified Clay using footage from CCTV set up outside his latest alleged victim's home. When they searched the man's home.
A sting operation.
Yeah. When they searched the man's home, they found his sprawling collection of shoes. Didn't even have them tidily on shelves. They found his sprawling collection of shoes that he claimed he had been collecting for more than 2 years. Clyde said he would wear them around his home as it turned him on. He allegedly told officers that after several hours of wearing the flip-flops, he would start cuddling and kissing.
That's how it starts.
Then he'd strip off and rub them on his body.
Oh, man.
Before having full sex with them.
Wow.
It sounds more like a compulsion. It's like he's gone beyond fetish.
Like it's a very fine line, though, isn't it?
He can't stop himself. So, you know, and if you think about it,
he hasn't said that. He says,
he's not hurting. He's not hurting anyone, is he? Really?
Well,
yeah,
the people who've lost their flip flops.
Yeah, but it's, I mean,
all
it's
the
a
people
boon,
walking on a barefoot.
It's a boon to the local shoe shop. He's stimulating the economy as well as his own genitalia.
Police said his collection included dozens of different brands.
Brands of flip-flops. Oh, like flip-flops.
Oh, you can get those posh ones. What are the trendy ones everybody
they're
was wearing a few
sturdy.
Years ago?
They're quite
sturdy. Havanas, they're flip-flops.
What, that's the one. What are they?
Havanas, I think.
That's them.
Havanas.
Like that. That's it. Police said his collection included dozens of different brands, sizes and colours of shoes, all of them well-worn. He's not interested in new ones. The vast array of footwear was laid out in front of the police station as part of a press conference on Monday.
Come on. You don't need to see them.
That seems a bit unnecessary, doesn't it? They've
no
laid the,
need.
The press and laid them out for the photographs.
Were they all in bags?
I don't know.
It would have been very difficult for him then as he was being led into the police station, seeing all of the flip-flops out in the...
Yeah, out
all,
in the
all
wild.
His previous loves. All the flip-flops I've loved before.
Does it say if he had a preference for left or right? Is he a flip or a flop man?
We'll find out. Locals complained about their shoes going missing, with CCTV footage outside his latest target's home identifying Klaya. Klaya was arrested on Sunday in Nonthaburi, central Thailand, for stealing more than 100 pairs of flip-flops.
Do people in Thailand leave flip-flops outside the house? Is that
Sometimes.
How he's doing it?
Sometimes. I don't think it's a rule.
No, because in my house, as in, you know, he'd have to go into like an attic and get my holiday clothes down. Where's he getting these?
I imagine he would have moved on to the next door neighbour rather than.
No, he loves the thrill of the chase.
Rummage through your attic looking for your summer
looking
shoes.
Looking for my summer shoes.
I think it is probably easier to come across flip flops in Thailand
than
it is in West Wales.
You'd leave them outside, wouldn't you? Because you just kick them off when you get to the house.
Yeah, or just inside the door, possibly.
Yeah, actually a good
thing. We need to look at the CCTV footage. That's what we did.
Someone's put CCTV up because of flip flops.
I think in Asia, generally, people leave their shoes outside and actually, understandably, think we're animals for walking around inside our house with our outside shoes on.
Oh, totally.
I think it's the absolute opposite walking around with shoes on. It's the opposite of being an animal.
I'll be 100%
separates us, I find.
I'll be 100% honest with you, right? If the Thai police had contacted me and said, look, we got some news for you. You know, you lost your flip-flops. What happened is this guy, he is sexually attracted to flip-flops. He stole them from your doorstep. He took them home. He cuddled them for a while. Then he got naked. And then he had full-blown penetrative sex with them. I'd go, fair enough. I don't want him back.
Just keep him.
You can keep him.
Just keep
him. Best of luck to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if they were your best ones?
Even then, I think.
Your Sunday flip-flops.
How much are you, you know, all the harmful things people get addicted to, you know, pornography or drugs or whatever.
Right. Okay, let me put this to you. So, you come home, you come out your door to put your flip-flops on. You're in Thailand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a Thai person. You're a local. You come out, a big stretch. Think, oh, I'm off to work now. Put my flip-flops on. Oh, they've gone. Police come round. Oh, you wondered about your flip-flops? It's this guy. I'll tell you exactly what he's done. What's he done with it? What's he done with my flip-flops? Where are they? He's cuddled them. He's kissed them. And he's stripped off, rubbed them, and then he's had full penetrative sex with them. You go, oh, fair enough. I can have, as you just said, fair enough. Okay? Next day, yeah. Lloyd, you come out again. You bought a new pair of flip-flops now. You can't
keep them indoors.
Off to work. You look down, my flip-flops are gone again. How many times before you're going to start going, how many days in a row your flip-flops go missing before you're going to go, I've had enough of this?
He won't be interested in one-day-old flip-flops. He wants them well-worn.
Yeah, I hope he would have been offended after the first
thing. Fucking destroys a pair of flip-flops in half an hour, Lloyd does, with his feet.
Oh, he'd love Lloyd's flip-flops.
Look, after the first day and the police come round, then he's got to be in custody or whatever. Then my flip-flops would be safe on the doorstep. And I'll tell you another
thing. There was a flaw in my model in there.
If 128 pairs of flip-flops are getting nicked, and in my local community, I reckon once the 20th or 21st pair have been stolen, I'd think, I'm not Sherlock Holmes, but I'm going to put two and two together here. Someone's stealing flip-flops and bring them inside the safety of the house.
safety of the house.
Lloyd, your flip-flops wouldn't fit on your doorstep. They'd be like, you'd be having local cats come along and using it as a diving board.
Someone's left two canoes outside.
Your flip-flops, Lloyd, is where he stashes all his stolen flip-flops so nobody sees them.
He was going to use your flip-flops as a getaway raft.
What happened to this guy?
Claire admitted three charges of theft and snatching, possessing a digital transceiver without permission, not sure what that's about, and and violating the coronavirus curfew.
Oh, God.
I tell you what, the rules have not been clear, have they? They really haven't. The messaging from government, one minute it's go to work, next minute it's stay home. They have not been clear on whether you're allowed to fuck flip-flops.
I'd be really happy if I'd stolen 128 pairs of flip-flops and I got charged with three counts of theft.
Yeah. One and you, what was it? Using a transistor radio?
One possessing a digital.
Where's that come from?
I think it's like a CB.
Listening to AM.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You'd actually listen to Test Match Special while he's doing it.
It is funny that he's fucked 128 pairs of flip-flops, but there is a darker side to the story.
Of course there's a darker side.
Listen, there's all sorts of layers with this story. He's been done for violating the coronavirus curfew. I mean, ironically, if the government hadn't flip-flopped on their messaging so much, we wouldn't be in this mess. It's a metaphor, this is, for the whole thing.
Is he going to be on a list now?
I tell you what, he's going to be on. What, on a reg? On a
flip flop.
On a flip flop.
In Clarks.
Yeah.
Don't let this guy anywhere near the shop front.
Do you want to hear some of the comments?
Oh God, do we?
We've got a usual array of comments.
Oh God.
Comments underneath the story online, Lloyd. Do you want to hear some of these?
Yeah.
We've got a few little jokes. Obtuse comments.
Of course.
What else have we got? Oh, right, okay, here we go. Perhaps he wanted to slip into something more comfortable, says Chods.
Doesn't make sense.
His sex life was a flop. 27 laughing emojis. He's always one overthinker, isn't he? That's a lot of sex. Should I even be wondering about the timescale?
Wow.
this is quite good. It can take some time to become experienced at having satisfactory sex with flip-flops. It's best to start with trainers. And then, as always on the internet, there's always one who sort of misses the whole point and goes, flip-flops, they're not real shoes.
Oh, wow.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
For Froth of the Week.
Okay.
Froth of the Week, if you remember from Series 1, Froth of the Week is where I choose three frothy stories, and your job, Lloyd and Sian, is to choose which one of those frothy stories you think is the frothiest, i.e. the worst non-story, and choose a winner. So your three frothy stories coming up. Hang on. Okay. Frothy story number one this week is... that we have all been squeezing lemons wrong. And I, courtesy of this news story, am about to tell you how it's done.
I could have told you that, though.
What?
I have definitely been squeezing them wrong. I can't do it.
Okay, well, this... hang in there, because this is going to be right up your street.
Okay.
Second story, frothy story, is that the paleontologists have unearthed a piece of amber containing two flies having it off. Frozen in the act of having it off 40 to 42 million years ago. Frozen in time. And then that's actually quite a good story, that. And then your third frothy story is that a quarter of Britain's pets eat chips.
A quarter?
Yeah. Yes, a quarter, Sian. A quarter of pets, British pets. Good old British pets. Get given chips.
I'd have thought it was more than a quarter.
More than a quarter. Rosie got given them. Chips on the weekend. I was in having a pub meal outside, socially distancing, with Rosie, and yeah. Everyone around kept throwing their chips at Rosie. She had loads of them.
Yeah.
How many times were we up in the night? I know you were up once. I was up four times. Explosive diarrhea all over the
lawn. I don't think that was the chips, though. I think that was the gone-off fish we gave her.
Sounds more like
exactly.
Basically, she had fish and chips.
Potatoes.
The fish was completely gone off and rotten. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
No, but she's usually all right with that kind of thing.
Yeah, she would say dog turds.
I don't think there'd be a dog in the United Kingdom that hadn't tasted the sweet tang of a chip.
Yeah, but this is regular. British pets are regularly fed junk food. I can't say regularly, by the way.
I'd have said it was more than the quarter. Yes.
Well, you'd be wrong. British pets are regularly fed junk food, despite vets warning it can seriously damage their health. If Rosie's explosive diarrhea.
My uncle and auntie, we were talking about how pet care has come on in years, right? And how it's better now. Yeah. They used to give a box of Black Magic, the ones that they didn't like, to the sheepdog. Do you know what I mean? Not even the good ones. How bad is that for a dog?
Box of chocolates.
Yeah, Black Magic.
That's bad, yeah, especially as chocolates are
poisonous.
Deadly. Poisonous.
But they were fine. The dogs were fine.
British pets are regularly fed junk food despite pet vets warning it can seriously damage their health. A quarter of pet owners polled admitted to giving their furry friends chips regularly, while 27% have dished up ice cream for their cats and dogs.
Ice cream?
The survey found about 15% of the nation's pets regularly eat pizza, with 1 in 20 enjoying a birthday cake. Look at this. The survey of 1,000 cat and dog owners found that almost 3 in 10 pets, nearly 30%, regularly sit down to a full roast dinner.
Sit down to?
Yeah.
With all the trimmings.
It doesn't say anything about trimmings. A full roast dinner is with all the trimmings, isn't it? That, how else would you describe it? It says regularly sit down to a full roast dinner with their owners.
Yeah, I think my mum used to give the dog a roast dinner.
Yeah, my dad does.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's four of us, yeah.
It's just scraps.
Yeah.
Roast dinner scraps.
But my dad actually arranges it in the bowl like it's on our plate.
Your dad is one of the people that we're laughing at here. So your dog does actually sit down with Jeff, your dad, for a full roast dinner.
He doesn't sit down. We haven't got to place him at the table, but he does get...
Is he on the child's table?
If we have a roast dinner, my dad will sort of make him up like...
Does he have a glass of Lambrusco instead of wine?
Schleur.
When we were little, we used to have a kids' table and we used to have red pop or Lambrusco if the adults were having wine.
Has he got his own little sort of kids' table next to it, or does he have it on the floor? Would
you? No, he's got, he's got his own bowl and water bowl and everything.
Here's another one for your dad then. 1 in 10 are given a cooked breakfast most mornings.
What?
Most mornings? Oh, 14% eat crisps, it says here. Rosie does have the
occasional
crisps.
Rosie has loads of crisps.
Yeah, she had a quaver on the weekend. TV vet Paul Manktalau said, while feeding a small amount of appropriate human foods to pets can be okay, it's important to remember what they can have and what they should never be given. Unfortunately, he doesn't then say what they should never be given.
Chocolate.
Onions.
Peanuts.
Penis?
Peanuts.
Oh.
Oh, your penis is fine.
Never give your dog penis. Okay. There we are. Okay. They call me the super vet. Anyway, trick to squeeze lemons without a mess. Right, so we've all been squeezing lemons wrong. That's your next story.
Yeah, but I know.
How do you know you've been squeezing lemons
wrong? Because I can't do it.
Nutrition expert Jackie Bain shared a video of a simple method she uses to squeeze lemons. And it made hundreds of thousands of people realise they've been doing it wrong for years. Apparently, squeezing lemons is causing plenty of people a lot of stress in their lives. I've often wondered there's got to be a better way of squeezing a lemon. Have you not thought that?
You bisect it down the middle.
Cut it in half.
And then you grab the end like that and go like that. And bring your fingers together and get all the juice out.
I can't do it.
You haven't got the strength.
They're too small.
Sean hasn't got the strength.
It's like your Barbie doll hands trying to do it.
Yeah. The major problem was highlighted when a nutritionist who posted a video showing her method of extracting lemon juice with zero mess saw the clip rack up more than 370,000 views.
Oh, can I say something?
Yeah, that's why we got you on.
Does it involve, first of all, rolling the lemon on a hard surface? Because I sometimes do that. You push down on top of the lemon and break down all of the inner fibres.
Are you insane?
Lloyd, where did you hear that tip from?
Of course it doesn't involve doing that. You roll a lemon around to get all the juice rolling. It's not a coconut. What do you mean?
you basically put your hand up, put your weight on it, on top of the lemon, and sort of...
Think that, what, just gets all the juices flowing inside?
No, I see what you mean. It breaks down.
It loosens it up inside, yeah.
Does it, though? Does it?
Does it loosen
the lemon?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. And lime.
It doesn't loosen the lemon juice inside.
It must do.
Right, we need somebody who knows about lemons. We need somebody who knows about food. We need a chef. That's what we need. Who do we know is a chef? I know chef.
Jamie Oliver.
I don't know any chefs.
I don't know any other.
I know loads of chefs. I've done Sunday brunch.
Oh,
with
for
Simon Rimmer.
For yourself or for your dog?
The TV show. I've done Sunday brunch, the TV show, with Simon Rimmer. I've done Saturday Kitchen with James...
Dean Bradfield.
Martin.
James Martin.
Monday 11.
TV chef. I tell you, I know who'll know. Hey, I've worked with Cyrus Todiwala, OBE. Top TV chef, top restaurant in the East End of London, Indian chef. Barry, let's get Cyrus Todiwala on the bloody phone. He'll tell us whether you can loosen the juice of a lemon by rolling it around on the table. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got very important questions for you.
Yes.
Wow.
Very important questions. You are you not, an expert chef?
Would I call myself an expert? I'm a good chef, I would say.
You're
expert
a good chef.
In certain things.
How much do you know about lemons?
About lemons?
Lemons.
Lemons.
I know more about limes than lemons, but I do know a little bit about lemons as well.
Okay, your phone's going to the background there, but I'm going to ask you this question. Lloyd Langford just said that before he juices a lemon, he rolls it around on the table and jiggles it about to loosen all the juice up.
That's true.
Is it?
No!
Do you do that?
That's not true, Cyrus.
Yeah. You put your weight on it and break up the inner fibres.
Hey, don't put your weight on it, my friend. If you put your weight on it, it'll feel like a hippopotamus is sitting on it.
not all of my weight.
But you know what? Instead of rolling it on a board or a counter, I prefer to roll it in my hands because I love the smell of the oil that comes out in my palms and it's great for the skin. So you squeeze it as hard as you can, soften it up. You get the nice feeling as well, you know?
Oh, don't go into that, Cyrus.
No, I'm not going into that.
It's not that kind of show.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
So it does loosen the juices up if you roll it around a bit.
It does loosen the juices up. And the best part is, did he tell you what he should do with the lemon after the juice is squeezed out?
No.
No.
See? After the juice is squeezed out, chuck them in your dishwasher. It gives the dishes a lovely smell when they finish washing.
That is a brilliant tip.
That is a life hack, they call
that. We're
going
to do that.
The only thing is our dishwasher's been broken for 2 years.
It's on it, like he does.
It's because it's full of lemons.
Yeah.
It's full of old lemons.
Full of fruit. Yeah. Now, let me tell you about... That wasn't why we rang you initially, right? This is on the internet. This lady has posted a way of juicing lemons.
Yeah.
And the world is going crazy for it. The internet is going crazy. She's had hundreds of thousands of hits.
Wow, does she boil them first?
No. Why? Is that a good idea?
Yes. People also put them in boiling water for a minute because some of the lemons are waxed to keep them longer in the cold room, etc. So to get the wax off, you plunge them into boiling water, the wax comes out, then they become nicer to juice.
It's not that.
Okay, let's hear what she says.
But that's a great tip as well.
Can you have one more? You have one more guess what she does.
Did she give it to a dog to play with it first?
I mean, it's a good guess.
I mean, this is the internet.
It's not that.
Okay.
It's a good guess.
Tell us what she does, Rod.
I'm going to tell you what she does. I'm going to show you a picture. Can you see what she does in the picture?
Glasses on again, sir. Ah, she's put a skewer through it.
She puts a skewer through one end, right through it. She says, all you need is a metal skewer long enough to pierce a hole from the top of the lemon all the way through to the other side. After making the holes, she removes the skewer and holds the lemon over a mug and just milks it into the mug.
Ah, so yes, I think that's very possible, but then the lemon has got to be a masochist, isn't it? And there's air coming in from the top, so maybe the juice flows better from the bottom. So there's no air lock. Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Would you do that? Would you try that from now on?
I would try that. I would try that.
We should try that.
So you're going to try it?
Of course I'll try it.
I'm definitely going to try it. Cyrus, I would be very proud if you, Cyrus, OBE, would... Try a tip that we have brought to you and we have recommended to you. You've brought so many tips to so many people over the years. You've done so much for us. If we can give you this back, this one lemon milking tip.
Hey, excuse me. You used the term lemon milking. Is it called lemon milking?
Well, I just called it that.
Is that your phrase?
That's because you're in Wales, my friend.
Right, your next story in Froth of the Week. Which is the frothiest of the three frothy stories? Is it this one? Paleontologists have unearthed a piece of amber containing two mating flies that were frozen in the act doing it on the job in flagrante.
What do you mean on the job?
Doing it.
Yeah, I know, but what? At work.
Don't make me do the hand signal.
Fly sex.
Fly sex.
Right, yeah.
They were caught in the act 40 to 42 million years ago, frozen in amber. They were among a vast trove of prehistoric amber discovered in Australia, Lloyd, where you are, and Tasmania.
Amber's really expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's less expensive if there are two flies fucking inside it.
I'd say it's more expensive. I than think two it would more expensive. It,
if you wanted a lovely amber necklace and the central bit was two flies fucking, I'd be like, oh my god, I have to buy it.
Let's do that round your neck. I love your new necklace, Mrs. Jenkins. What's that in the? Oh god. Oh god. This. What is? Are they? Is that what? Are they? Oh my god, he is.
I think any precious stone would be devalued by having two flies banging inside it.
Nah. Yeah.
Call me old-fashioned.
Hey, the researchers say the mating flies could be the first example of what they call frozen behaviour in Australia's fossil record. That's what me and Sean call sex, frozen behaviour.
Where? What if it? Imagine if it wasn't a good shag. Like if the woman fly was going, oh my God, this is awful. And that's the
When
end.
Will this end?
Yeah, when will this end? And then it's frozen in time forever.
Never.
And you're in a lady's necklace at a coffee morning.
Yeah. Imagine having never-ending terrible sex.
With a fly. And then
with a fly. I was imagining it was somebody else. Everyone close your eyes and imagine having never-ending, perpetual, terrible sex.
It's what Sting's wife goes through on a regular basis.
God, can you imagine? All right, so how long is this going to take? Oh, 24 hours? Right, okay. I need to get some milk out from the freezer. Oh, God.
How much do you know about flies? I know very little about flies. They look exactly like they did.
Yeah, mad.
They're preserved exact from 40 million years ago, preserved exactly like they did. You can even see the smile on his face.
Yes, but do they look like flies today?
No. I think they're a different genus.
Have they evolved?
You mean, does a fly from 40 million years ago
look like flies
is
today?
Is exactly the same as a fly today? I reckon it probably is.
No.
I reckon it probably is.
What do they look like, though?
I don't think they've evolved much. I think they evolved perfectly. They were fine then, I reckon.
Well, if it was exactly the same as a fly today, then it wouldn't be of scientific interest. They could just go and look at a fly today.
How much do you think flies are for? I'd tell you what, they're exactly the same, although in those days they didn't have wings. They walked everywhere.
I want to see Lloyd do a talk in front of loads of scientists and anthropologists and go, just go and look at a fly today. I mean...
Well, you think 40 million years ago...
Yeah.
Right, humans didn't exist 40 million years ago, right?
No.
No.
So flies did.
But in that space of time, we've evolved from... you know, monkeys or whatever it was. I can't quite remember. But
I can't remember.
I don't know, I wasn't there.
So, a fly, a 40 million year old fly, would be markedly different to a modern day shit sniffer.
I tell you what we need. What we need right now is a fly quiz. We need to put some of this to bed with a once and for all definitive fly quiz. I'm calling it.
Uh-oh.
Question one.
Oh, God.
Fingers on buzzers, Lloyd. Sharp, yes. Are you ready? Question one. Fly quiz. If someone's zip fasteners inadvertently become unsecure, we tend to say your what are undone?
Fruit flies.
Sharp?
Fruit flies.
You didn't buzz.
I did. I said bzz. Bzz. Oh, that could have been the fly.
Oh, that could have been the fly. Hang on, there's a fly in here. Let's change the buzzer
loads
sound.
Loads of flies in here.
Let's change the buzzer sound. Change the buzzer sound to a beep for today. Just for today. One off. One off. And beep. Then when we do alarm quiz, we'll change it back to buzz.
Okay.
Okay. Your what are undone?
Beep.
Sean.
Flies.
Yes. Okay. Sean, 1 point. Lloyd, you're going to have to be quicker. No points. Question two. How many wings does a fly have?
Beep.
Sean.
Beep.
Four.
Four is fly the
family.
Right answer.
Woo!
Oh.
God,
2 points to nil.
Fire.
Is it an unassailable lead? No, because there's 8 questions left. Question 2A. Now,
what?
We know that a fly has 4 wings. What do they use them all for?
Beep.
Lloyd Langford.
Flight.
It's the wrong answer.
Beep.
-1 point. Lloyd, I'm deducting a point there.
Dodging
you're telling
people
me you're...
with rolled up newspaper.
What?
Well, I'm going to give you a point, yes.
Yes!
Because insects have 4 wings. They only use 1 pair to fly.
Well, you should get 1 point then.
No, he said they use them to said, what do they use them all for, was the question. Lloyd said to fly. That's wrong. They use 2 of them to fly.
Ah.
The hind wings, having evolved into high-speed sensors to allow advanced aerobatics. Absolutely, avoiding newspapers. Boom, 3-0. 3 plays -1, Lloyd. Is it an unassailable lead? No, there's still lots of questions. Next question. Would you ever see an Inuit and a fly together in the same igloo?
Beep.
Yeah, Lloyd.
Wow.
Yes.
Is the you right would. Answer. Tell me why, Lloyd.
Because they often wear animal skins and whatnot, and they're attracted, flies are attracted to recently killed animals.
I mean, quite possibly, but that's not really the answer I'm looking for. You would find an Inuit and a fly together in igloo because they are found in the Arctic Circle. They're abundant and found in almost all terrestrial habitats in the world apart from Antarctica.
Oh.
But the Arctic is Inuits, and yes, you would.
Oh.
Bit of a trick question there, and you fell right into it.
Yeah.
Do I get a point?
Yeah, why not? Well done, Lloyd. Congratulations, woo! You're on no points. Question five. Next question. How big is the biggest fly
beep.
In the world? Oh. Please answer as a biscuit.
Beep.
I mean, you don't need to be a biscuit to answer. You
I'm going to do it.
Answer in relative.
I was doing my hobnob impression.
Yeah, okay. The biggest fly in the world.
Beep.
Sean.
A club.
Beep.
You're saying the biggest fly in the world
like an
is
orange
about
club.
The size of a club biscuit.
Orange.
Beep.
Lloyd.
I say a wagon wheel. Does that count
a
as a
wagon
biscuit?
Wheel?
Yeah, it does count as a biscuit.
I mean, to be fair, wagon wheels aren't as big as you remember them, actually. But no, I've realised this recently. When I was a kid, I thought wagon wheels were literally the same size as well—a wagon wheel, like a proper.
They were too big.
A proper, you know, old.
You'd get halfway through a wagon wheel, and go that's enough for me. That's enough chocolate now. And I didn't do that with any other.
They were massive wagon wheels when we were kids. Have you seen the size of them now?
I think they've brought out mini wagon wheels. I think that's the.
I'm not talking about the mini wagon wheels. I'm not an idiot.
It's just another example of broken Britain.
Yeah. I'm not an Indian guy. I know that a minute it's like me going, have you seen how young policemen are? And you go, that's not a real policeman. That's a child dressed as a policeman. Wagon wheels, I don't know if they've made them smaller or whether my hands are bigger or whether we're just bigger, but they look smaller than they did when we were kids. I don't know what's going on.
They're probably smaller.
I'll have some answers for you next week.
Lloyd must feel that way with footballs.
Hey, I'm going to give you Club Biscuit.
Yes.
I've got bourbon, but it is about the same size. It is 7 centimetres or 2.8 inches, which is pretty much a Club Biscuit,
I think. What kind of fly is that?
It's the biggest fly in the world. Oh, you want to know? It is a Gauromyidus heros.
I'd kill for a Club Biscuit right now.
You don't kill it, do you? I'll get you one. Next question.
Go on, then.
If the smallest fly in the world settled on a grain of salt...
Oh, my God.
Would you still be able to see the salt?
No.
Bzz, beep. Yeah. Bzz, beep, yes.
The answer is yes, Lloyd Langford. Woo! Into positive territory. 1 point. What if you were up really close to it?
Beep, yes. You'd still be able to see the salt.
Is the right answer. Another 5 point. God, he's closing the gap. 3-2. The smallest fly in the world is Europlatea nanocnidhale, which at 0.4 millimetres is smaller, considerably smaller, than a grain of salt. Even if you're up close, you can, as long as you maybe looked under it a bit and stuff like that, you can still see the salt. The Fly is a 1986 US movie in which... Lloyd will be good on this. He's good on films. What's Sean? Okay, right.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's not the answer.
Well, Jeff Goldblum is the answer to most things in life.
Yeah, but not this.
Okay.
This is one of those rare questions that Jeff Goldblum isn't the answer to. What quote from the film has now passed into popular culture to the point where you probably didn't even realise it was from that film?
Beep, he wouldn't harm a fly. No, that's from Psycho.
He wouldn't harm a fly.
That's from Psycho.
What?
That's from Psycho.
No, it's not.
It is. It's the last line.
He wouldn't harm a fly.
Yeah.
Zit. Yeah. Lloyd will know this. Lloyd knows about
film.
Well,
I know this.
He's a film student, Lloyd. Is he gonna, so he's got a degree in film.
So am I.
You haven't got a degree in film.
I have, from Cardiff University.
Exactly. Lloyd's got a proper one.
What, from LA?
Yours is in journalism.
And film and broadcasting.
Ah, but Lloyd's is just film, isn't it, Lloyd? Or was it media studies? I forget.
Film and television.
Film and television. What
it's
is it
the last line
quote
in Psycho.
From the film has now passed into popular culture to the point where you probably didn't even realise it was from that film. What is that line?
Beep.
Lloyd.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the teleporter.
That is a brilliant adaptation of Psycho's Just When You Thought It Was Safe to Go Back in the Shower.
it's
I know it's George, Just When You Thought It Was Safe to Go Back in the Water.
In Psycho, at the end, when you're looking at his face and he's just staring at the camera, it's really terrifying, and that's the line.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong anyway.
It's wrong film.
It's the wrong film.
Yeah, I failed my degree.
Wrong film, wrong era. Did you?
No.
Quote from the film. To the point you didn't even realise it was from, I told you. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
No way.
That is from The Fly. You wouldn't even have thought it, would you?
No.
No?
No.
Well, sure.
Is it a scary film? I've never seen it.
No points.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
But I don't think I could take Jeff Goldblum as a fly seriously.
You would if you walked in here now.
He's a good actor.
Wiry,
he is a great actor.
Brundlefly, whatever his name was.
I've never seen him.
Bit of fun.
He doesn't go instantly from Jeff Goldblum to a fly.
Oh, okay.
No.
He's sort of like...
But is it like Teen Wolf? Where he's in the mirror going, ding, 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 and he's becoming fly-like.
It's what? Less light-hearted than Teen Wolf.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's the serious quiz over. The scores are 4-2.
Okay.
To Sean. Sean's the winner this week, 4-2. Sean, well done.
That's amazing.
Just as a bit of fun, because that was quite a serious quiz. Just for a bit of fun, a little extra tidbit for you, and for people at home. film reviews website, Rotten Tomatoes, you've all heard of it.
Yeah.
The film has a 92% approval rating, The Fly. This is a bit of fun. I'm told the feeling is mutual. The Fly really likes Rotten Tomatoes too. That's just,
did you make a joke?
Yeah, a little bit fun.
But did you write that?
Just to lighten the mood at the end. That's the end of the quiz.
So did I win?
Yeah, you won 4-2. Sean 4, Lloyd 2. Oh, we didn't do phone a friend.
Oh.
I quite like to do phone my agent.
Well, to book you back in for the next one.
Of course.
We can do that now, Lloyd, if it's easier. Save your agent getting involved. We can just do it now. Right, time to choose. Which one is the frothiest of the three frothy stories? Is it the new lemon squeezing technique, the dog sitting down to roast dinners, or the flies frozen forever in amber? Choose now.
I'd say the dogs eating Sunday dinner.
So would I. Let's go with dogs eating Sunday dinners. Congratulations, dogs eating Sunday dinners. You are this week's froth of the week.
Woohoo!
Right, that's all we got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest Lloyd Langford.
Thanks to Cyrus Todiwala.
And thanks to Keith, 41, from Chesterfield.
You can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content. And don't forget the exciting new email facility, No Poo Stories Please. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
If you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars. This podcast was a Llanbobl Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.